He wants Vladimir Putin to come to his country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. China's leader Xi Jinping made the invite in day two of talks with Russia's leader in Moscow.
China sort of wants to control the world. I think they're setting up an alliance that would allow China to provide weapons because Putin's losing.
So Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox he's urging President Biden to designate Russia a state sponsor of terror, which would then put sanctions on China if it provided weapons. Now, the U.S. is expected to announce today a reworked plan to send Abrams tanks to help Ukraine fend off the invasion sooner.
Delivery is reportedly being sped up. Reuters says the Pentagon hopes to have refurbished vehicles shipped out as soon as the next 8 to 10 months, about a year sooner than anticipated.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage in New York City. Anti-Trump protesters chanting indict, indict, and no one is above the law. Outside the Manhattan DA's office, as a grand jury gets close to ending its investigation that could lead to the former president being arrested, he posted on Truth Social,
"It's an absolute disgrace. What's going on?"
The probe is into hush money. Before the 2016 election, paid to a porn star to keep her quiet about an alleged Trump affair. There are also protests in Los Angeles closing public schools.
When we fight, we win!
Thousands of school staffers on a three-day strike demanding a 30% pay raise. A rebound in the housing market. Previously owned home sales rose more than 14% last month from January to the fastest pace in 6 months, snapping a year-long sales decline. The buying increase follows slight drops in home prices and mortgage rates. Now, the Federal Reserve could hike interest rates tomorrow after a two-day meeting underway. Not just inflation, though, being monitored. There's concern about banking after two recent bank failures. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told a Bankers Association meeting this morning,
"The situation is stabilizing."
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The Senate is getting ready to focus again on last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, right along the Pennsylvania border. Norfolk Southern Railroad CEO will testify 2 weeks after vowing to clean up and make things right at another Senate hearing. Now, Thursday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will likely face tough questions from Republicans at another hearing. They've been critical of him not going to the site until weeks later. And we're learning more about the illnesses residents complained of after the chemicals spilled and the toxic smoke billowed.
Nearly 200 first responders and more than 440 people who live near the train derailment site were surveyed. The top five symptoms reported by residents since February 21st are headaches, anxiety, coughing, fatigue, and irritation, pain, or burning of skin. Symptoms most often reported by first responders include congestion, runny nose, burning throat, and hoarseness. The derailment, which happened on February 3rd, affected 38 cars of a Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous materials.
This is Fox's Tonya J. Powers. From the rails in Ohio to the roads.
Roaming the roads of Ohio's 32 Appalachian counties, fleets of autonomous semi-trucks and vans. The idea to cut down on deadly crashes with automated steering, acceleration, and braking. While only 19% of the population lives in rural areas, rural roads are the scene of 43% of roadway fatalities. So the Drive Ohio program begins with passenger vans, Ford and Chrysler Pacifica. The next phase, semi-trucks, including two 53-footers connected by platooning technology, where the lead vehicle controls the speed and the following vehicle has precisely matched braking and acceleration. But the project director assures during the test there will always be a human behind the wheel. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising, the Dow gaining 198 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.